High energy prices in Australia have been attributed to the shift towards renewable energy sources. At the Australasian Agricultural and Economics Society conference in Adelaide this week, economists are discussing how to adapt changes in the market. Keynote speaker Peter Crampton is a professor of economics at the University of Maryland and the University of Cologne in Germany. He spoke to The Wire's Rachel McDonald about how energy markets operate.
You and I, we buy our electricity from some retail provider, but that retail provider has to get its electricity from somewhere. And so the retail providers buy the electricity for us in the wholesale market. And the wholesale market is essentially all these retail providers together with the generators expressing their preferences to buy and sell electricity. And that happens every minute of every day. The decisions that the regulators make about the structure of that market have important ramifications for consumers. For example, one thing that consumers really care about is how expensive electricity is. If the regulators and the market operators are doing a good job, then the cost of electricity can be less.
And how is the increased use of renewable energy affecting these markets?
It's affecting the markets in a big way. In fact, electricity market design is an exciting area now because our generation portfolio is transforming from the old fossil days of coal and gas to renewables, wind and solar especially. This is a transformation that's taking place everywhere in the world, and certainly in Australia, especially southern Australia. The biggest challenges are that wind and solar are intermittent resources. They don't generate energy necessarily when the consumers need it. They come and go with the weather, and that makes it a bit harder to manage the system. But what we found is that with good market design, we can accommodate a very high percentage of renewables. Another feature of renewables that creates a challenge is the fact that the renewable has a marginal cost of zero, essentially. So for both wind and solar, it's all a fixed investment that the generator makes to provide the windmill or provide the solar panels, and then it generates as much electricity at essentially zero cost.
Because renewables can operate at such low costs, is there a possibility that in the future that can make electricity prices cheaper?
It has a low cost to operate, but it has a high cost to build. What we've seen in the world is a dramatic reduction in the cost to build wind and solar. And so the vast majority of new investment in generation is wind and solar, which is absolutely great. It used to be wind was the cheapest, but now solar is starting to become the cheapest resource in certain markets like South Australia, well, really all of Australia, that has an abundance of both wind and solar. If the regulations and the market rules are adjusted to accommodate these resources, it will ultimately lead to lower costs for consumers. If the regulation is not done right, then things could become more expensive for consumers.
In your opinion, how is Australia and specifically South Australia faring at the moment in setting this up?
I think that there's been largely a good history in the development of the markets, which started in the 90s. I think that we're at a time now where more work needs to be done, and the sooner that work is done in improving the markets, the sooner the consumers are going to be able to enjoy lower prices. There certainly has been some challenges recently with the blackout, but now you can start to see the solutions. They did reach into batteries to address that problem, and that's what we want, but we want it not on an emergency basis. We want it on a market basis. So in fact, the market is sending the investors the right signal to build the right generation facilities, and the planners are planning the transmission grid to accommodate these resources in this future world.
What more can Australia do to help the market?
An important element of investing in electricity plants, these are companies that are deciding to spend billions of dollars. One of the critical pieces of information that they need is what's the carbon price in future years. Right now, climate policy in virtually every country in the world is chaotic. The investors don't know what the future carbon price is going to be. They're exposed to enormous regulatory risk. And so I would urge the politicians at the top to exercise some leadership in creating a sensible climate policy based on a carbon price. I know that Australia's had an experience with carbon tax. What I'm referring to is actually just pricing carbon, which may sound like a tax, but it doesn't need to be. It can be something that's rebated to households. So you get the right economics, the right renewable generation gets to be built. The coal plants decide to shut down in a logical way based on economics, and that is going to be a much more effective and pro-market, lower-cost solution than the current state.